Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Nenginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Centre and states intensify fuel-saving measures following Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio condemns killing of church leaders in Manipur. Kohima police arrest individual in sexual assault case. And IMD says monsoon likely to arrive early this year. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has significantly reduced the size of his convoy during recent domestic visits while retaining all essential security arrangements mandated under the Special Protection Group protocols. According to sources, the reduction in the number of vehicles in the convoy was implemented during his recent visits to Gujarat and Assam. The move comes in line with the Prime Minister's 7 appeals to citizens to contribute towards economic resilience by reducing dependence on imported fuel and adopting environmentally sustainable alternatives amidst West Asia crisis. Sources further added that while the convoy size was reduced, all critical security components continued to remain in place to ensure the Prime Minister's safety. Following Prime Minister Modi's appeal, Union Home Minister Amit Shah also reduced his convoy to less than half. In Manipur, 3 civilians were killed and 4 others injured after unidentified gunmen opened fire on 2 Bolero vehicles around 10 a.m. today. According to Manipur police, the incident occurred at 0 point located between Kodzim and Kotland village under Kangpopi district. The victims were church leaders of Thado Baptist Association who were returning from a church convention in Churachandpur when their convoy was attacked. One occupant escaped unhurt. A police team from New Kethelmanbi rushed to the area to conduct a spot inquiry. The deceased were moved to Kangpokpi for post-mortem examinations. The injured are currently receiving medical treatment at Shijar Hospitals and Research Institute in Imphal West. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kim Chan Singh has condemned the attack and appealed the public to refrain from emotional responses or community-based intimidations that could aggravate the situation. The Chief Minister, along with senior ministers and officials, visited the injured and announced that the state government will bear all medical expenses. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio has strongly condemned the brutal killing of a delegation of Kuki church leaders in Manipur. In a social media post, he described the incident as barbaric violence against innocent lives and unacceptable in any civilized society. Mr. Rio expressed condolences to the bereaved families and the church community during this time of grief. Kohima police have arrested an individual in connection to an alleged sexual assault case. According to the complaint lodged with the Women Police Station, the incident occurred yesterday evening when the person allegedly entered the residence of 2 female victims at Kisama, assaulted them, and attempted to commit rape. One of the victims sustained grievous injuries and was shifted to Bethel Hospital for treatment. A case has been registered under relevant sections of the Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita and the POKSO Act. The accused, identified as 28-year-old Sayeniu, has been arrested and is in police custody. Investigation is underway and police have appealed to the public to refrain from spreading unverified information. In a separate incident, Kohima police responded to a fatal road accident at Jakhama village this morning, where a motorcyclist was reportedly run over by a dumper truck. Acting on information, police intercepted the vehicle at PHQ point and took the driver into custody. The deceased has been identified as 30-year-old Viboto Hibo of Visema village. Further investigation is underway. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested 5 persons in connection with the alleged paper leak related to the NEET UG 2026 examination. The 5 accused, 3 from Jaipur, 1 from Gurugram, and 1 from Nashik, and several other suspects are being examined. The agency today carried out searches at multiple locations across the country based on emerging leads. During the searches and arrests, several incriminating materials and electronic devices, including mobile phones, have been seized. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved increase in minimum support prices for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. He said for the Kharif season, the estimated payout to the farmers will be 2,60,000 crore rupees.
के लिए जो फैसला लिया गया उसमें जितने भी खरीफ के क्रॉप्स हैं उन सब में कॉस्ट प्लस 50% या 50 से अधिक, टोटल 2,60,000 करोड़ रुपए किसानों को पे आउट जाएगा इस पूरे फैसले से, और इस साल का एनुअल खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट होगा 824 लाख मेट्रिक टन LMT.
The Union Cabinet also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced the Class 12 board examination results. Students can check their results on the official website, DigiLocker and Umang app by mentioning roll number. CBSE informed that while over 17,68,000 students appeared in the exams, more than 15,07,000 students have passed. The overall pass percentage this year is 85.20%. The pass percentage for girls is 88.86%, while for boys it is 82.13%. Nagaland Forest Management Project, NFMP, under the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, conducted a two-day workshop on SHG livelihood scale-up and market linkages at SEFTI Dimapur on May 12 and 13. The workshop focused on formulating a strategic roadmap to transition the project from primary activities to scalable cluster-based secondary activities for self-help groups, SHGs, while ensuring long-term sustainability through institutionalized management frameworks and market linkages. Addressing the event, additional PCCF and Chief Project Director Sentil Kumar said, NFMP has reached 185 villages and 440 SHGs across 11 districts. It has disbursed more than 2 crore rupees through the revolving fund support, enabling SHGs to generate over 6 crore rupees in earnings. He noted that the project is nearing its final phase with 2 years of implementation remaining. Altogether, 70 participants from all 11 district management units, field management units and facilitating NGOs under NFMP attended the workshop, which included technical presentations, experience sharing and plenary sessions aimed at strengthening livelihood and market integration. India can witness early arrival of southwest monsoon this week. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, said conditions are becoming favourable for the advance of southwest monsoon, likely over parts of South Bay of Bengal, Andaman Sea and Andaman and Nicobar Islands towards the end of this week. According to IMD, the southwest monsoon normally sets in over Kerala around 1st of June every year. Meanwhile, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in isolated places across the northeast region till May 19. Nagaland is likely to experience scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds till the 17th of May. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre and states intensify fuel-saving measures following Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio condemns killing of church leaders in Manipur. Kohima police arrest individual in sexual assault case. And IMD says monsoon likely to arrive early this year. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.